So the idea of the visit is that we have worked with the international community on a plan for the Palestinian economy, and tourism is one major part of that. Within the tourism sector, we're trying to develop five different hubs of tourism, one of which is Bethlehem. And what we want to do is look at how we improve the quality of access into Bethlehem, the ability of Palestinians to be the tour guides and to be the people who actually show people Bethlehem, to improve the quality of the offer that is there from the tourism sector, and to get the investment in new facilities and in local business. So this is important for employment, it's important for the city, and it's important for the future of a Palestinian state.
Yes.
I think, first of all, in respect to the holidays, I mean, I think we need to make sure that as many people can come as easily as possible, right? And you know, that is, I think that is not just about Christians, but about Arabs as well. So what we are trying to do is to make sure that people can come through as easily as possible, and also that the experience that they have here is as good when they come. And obviously the Christmas holidays is one of the major times of the year for you and for Bethlehem. You're host to one of the most important ceremonies in the Christian culture and religion, and therefore what we should do is try and make sure that it's as good as possible and easy as possible an experience. In respect to Gaza, the reconstruction desperately needs to happen. Housing, electricity, water. The situation is one that is complicated, frankly, by the need to make sure that the Palestinian Authority comes back in charge in Gaza in a full way. I think you all know what the difficulties are in doing that, but whatever those difficulties, it's important the international community is reopening Gaza, making sure the construction material comes in, allowing, for example, the trade to happen between Gaza and West Bank, which has started, but we need to do a lot more, and probably the single most critical issue right now is energy and electricity. It's different in many respects, but it's the same in other respects. I mean, it's different, obviously, different situations, different people, and so on. But it's the same in this respect, that we succeed in Northern Ireland when we have the leadership, the commitment, the hard work and determination, and where you got, in the Good Friday Agreement, where you got a fair agreement that people on both sides could see was fair, and then you implemented it. And what is necessary here is that you get a clear agreement as to what a Palestinian state should look like, how it is, how it will function, and then you've got to implement it. But the complicating factor here of the occupation is something that, probably at points people in Northern Ireland felt it was the same, but I think it's a little different the way it operates here.
Thank you very much. يعني واحد من أهم النقاط اللي راح نثيرها التطور الأخير اللي عم بيصير في بناء الجدار عند منطقة بيجالة وكرمزان. لما دام إحنا بنحكي على السياحة، ما مدى تأثير هذا على موضوع السياحة على المدى الطويل أيضا، ما دام إحنا بنحكي على الاستدامة، واثنين على التواجد المسيحي أيضا في مدينة بيت لحم، وهذا موضوع حساس أيضا. وبالمجمل العام، وضع السياحة، ما تأثير الاحتلال على وضع السياحة في بيت لحم؟ نقطة مهمة يجب إثارتها في هذا السياق. مدينة لورد مدينة سياحية يأمها 6 مليون في العام، مدينة بيت لحم مدينة الأصل ولكن يدخلها 1.6 مليون، والسؤال لمتى؟